Whether movie actors, TV personalities, or music stars, celebrities are always a factor in American political campaigns. Next month, MoveOn.org launches a concert tour in support of John Kerry's campaign for president. It'll feature Bruce Springsteen and REM, among others. The Republicans had their own star lineup at their convention. Actor-turned-California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was perhaps the most visible celebrity. Youth Radio's Sophie Simon-Ortiz recently went to a hip political party. It changed her thinking about celebrities in national politics.
I saw one of my favorite celebrities, Jon Stewart, at a nightclub. Actually, that's a big lie. I didn't see him at all. I saw his name on an invitation to a political bash where he was supposed to be. A sold-out Democratic Party event co-sponsored by Rock the Vote.
This is the press receiving line. We're going to end up moving anyone out.
Right, that's around here?
Right.
Okay.
This is the very entrance of the press line. There you go. A little inside scoop.
And thanks to that scoop, I got close enough to Star Wars actress Natalie Portman to see details in her handmade Carry for President t-shirt as she walked down the red carpet. I could practically hear her chandelier earrings jingle as she talked to Entertainment Tonight.
So how do you use your celebrity status to get the word out?
I know people probably look and say, you know, all celebrities, who listens to them? But, you know, if someone can say, oh, what a cute shirt, and think about Carrie a little more, I mean, whatever I can do, I don't know that it's a lot, but that's why I'm here, man. Thank you.
Good night. Natalie, can I get a smile?
Hollywood A-listers don't necessarily mobilize young voters, according to 19-year-old political activist Marissa Brown. But she says the stars are good for energizing a crowd.
But I think for the people here, the people who are dedicated to the cause, it's like a reward for them because they do so much work.
But I find it pretty hard to concentrate on presidential politics, or any cause for that matter, with Jerry Springer stepping out of his limo and into a sea of TV cameras and hovering boom mics. Truth is, I'm not even sure I believe in using celebrities to sell a political message. Entertainers can fly first class to campaign events between talk show appearances, while I'm stressing about college tuition. Why should I identify with their soundbite activism?
I'm not trying to push past everybody. It's kind of ridiculous. It's insane.
It took all my energy not to get stomped into the ground. The problem with celebrity placement is, real issues get drowned out by everyone's rush to get their photo op with a famous person. And let's face it, there's not a lot of depth in a paparazzi snapshot. But Rock the Vote president Jamu Green says it's all a numbers game, and one that works.
Celebrities have millions of people who listen to them, who pay attention when they talk, and to have our celebrities we work with put a voter registration link on their fan website means that we're going to register tens of thousands of people on their websites.
Like 22-year-old college Democrat Casey Brownbear, I found the whole celebrity thing a bit twisted.
It really should be, you know, about the message and about the politics. And there's a lot of people online right now that have been, you know, working hard with GAIN, and they're just kind of getting pushed over for pretty people or being pulled out of the line to get in.
The guy has a point, but here's my big confession. I used to think I was above celebrity influence on my politics. Then things changed. When I was at the Democratic National Convention, I was totally starstruck after my first night on the floor, where I watched Alec Baldwin and Gray Davis mingling with the crowd. I actually got giggly when I saw Janine Garofalo. And I have to admit, if my music idol Ani DeFranco joined the Swing State concert tour, I might register on MoveOn.org to get advance tickets. I mean, her music is always political, not just a fashion statement. And that means something to me. For NPR News, I'm Sophie Simon-Ortiz.